Son, never stop learning.
Five phases, one specific person. That's the whole argument, Marquise. And it's worth saying out loud before you open a single book. Cisco's published CCNA Blueprint, the actual exam document, covers network fundamentals, IP connectivity, security fundamentals, and automation and programmability as one integrated system. IP connectivity alone carries 25% of the examination weight. That's not trivia. That's the blueprint telling you that routing decisions and connectivity are the load-bearing wall of everything that follows. Red Hat's RHCSA objectives say the same thing from the other side. Perform the tasks without assistance, configure running systems, write shell scripts, manage permissions. No lookup crutch. No partial credit for knowing the concept. Think of it like a carpenter who can name every joint but has never cut one. The credential doesn't exist until the hands can do the work. Now here's the line that separates this phase from every phase after it. Before the hinge, every dollar and every hour comes out of you. After the hinge, that infrastructure job, 60 to 80,000, the economics invert. Cloud training becomes somebody else's line item. The hardening cert becomes a business justification. The NICE framework, maintained by NIST as a common language for cybersecurity work roles, describes careers in terms of tasks, knowledge, and skills, not titles collected. That framework supports exactly what this roadmap is doing, assembling capabilities in sequence, not stacking credentials for their own sake. The key idea is that the hinge is not a reward for finishing phase one. It's the mechanism that funds everything after it. Miss that, and you're paying for SANS out of forklift wages. The sequence is deliberate, and the reason matters. CCNA first, then RHCSA, wire before box. Cisco's objectives address what happens between two machines, routing, switching, IP services, security fundamentals at the network layer. Red Hat's objectives address what happens on the machine communicating across that infrastructure. That means when you sit down with Linux, you're not memorizing commands in a vacuum. You're configuring a system you already understand from the outside in. Every person who reverses that order ends up with a Linux cert and no mental model for why the traffic isn't arriving. The CCNA blueprint also includes automation and programmability, a relatively recent addition to a foundational networking certification. That's Cisco acknowledging that infrastructure work has expanded past manual device configuration. The RHCSA includes shell scripting for the same reason. Both exams are pointing toward the same future. You're building toward it in the right order. Remember this about the back half of the roadmap, because it's easy to lose sight of when the subnetting drills feel like punishment. EX415 and GMON are not resume items. They're the two credentials that make the firm possible. Continuous monitoring, GMON, is the thesis of the company. A point-in-time assessment is a photograph. You scan, you hand over a PDF, you invoice, you leave. That business is a commodity. What you're building is a heartbeat monitor. Exposure as a condition that changes daily, watched over time, with detection built to match. Then CISM sits at phase four for a specific reason. It requires documented years of security management experience before the certification body will issue the letters. You can pass the exam early. The credential doesn't land until the years do. CISM teaches almost nothing technical. Governance, risk, program management, the language of the person across the table who signs the contract. The NIST cybersecurity framework organizes outcomes around identifying, protecting, detecting, responding, and recovering. That's the vocabulary of a board conversation, not a terminal window. CISM is you learning to speak it as a peer, Marquise, not as a vendor. The takeaway is this. You are not collecting certificates. You are assembling one specific person. Someone who can read a network, build and harden the systems on it, run it in the cloud, monitor it continuously, and then explain the risk to a board in language that moves money. The NICE framework separates cybersecurity work into work roles and capability statements. And the person this roadmap builds satisfies multiple roles across that framework simultaneously. That's rare. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics identifies information security analysis as an occupation connecting security work to foundational infrastructure knowledge and projects employment growth in the field, though a projection describes market demand, not a guarantee for any individual. What no projection can measure is the person who holds all five phases end to end. That person doesn't wait for a job posting. That person owns something. Five phases. One person. Now go do this week's block. Earn your name.